Always with you. Words from Jesus.
Each of my disciples must seek me to know and discern my will for their life. I will help you to delight to do my will and to find joy in your efforts. Through the forsaking of self and giving of yourself to bless others, I have promised that you will be rewarded 100-fold in this life, and you will receive life everlasting in the age to come. Reach out and take my hand, and I will guide you and uphold you. I am standing outside the boat on the water. If you'll only step out of the boat, I'll help you to walk on the water. You won't sink, for I will hold you up. Even if your circumstances seem impossible, I will always be with you to help you and to sustain you. I want you to know that wherever you go, I'm always with you. Don't worry about the rest, because whenever you seek to walk in my will and be guided by my Spirit, I always make a way. All you have to do is have the faith and step out and commit yourself to be faithful to what I show you, and trust me for the rest. I will always help you to do whatever it takes to get wherever you need to go to fulfill your calling in life. I know the burdens you carry. I know the worries and cares that you have in your heart. I know everything about you. I made you. My Spirit dwells in you. If you only knew what joys and rewards are awaiting those who love and serve me in spirit and in truth, you would be overwhelmed by the incomparable glory that will be revealed in you. As you do your part to be faithful to what I've called you to do, you can trust that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ever. That's a promise. I love you. The things that last. What is your life? It is but a vapor. It's here for a little while and then it's gone. You have no guarantee of tomorrow. You've read the story of the rich fool who lived for himself and saved up his treasures on earth. But what is he remembered as? The rich fool. For those who strive only for the things of this earth, they may find momentary pleasure, but that inevitably will come to an end. If you wish to enjoy life to the full, you'll strive for the things that last forever, eternal souls and transformed lives that will live on in my presence forever. Follow me faithfully, diligently, day by day. The end of the road may seem far away, and it may seem that there are many obstacles and pitfalls along the way. But if you take my hand and follow closely, I will lead and guide you each step of the way. I'll be right by your side as a loving father, ready and willing to give advice and counsel. Seek me diligently day by day, and I will never fail to lead and guide you. Remember that each day is new in my sight. As you seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, you can trust that all these other things, everything that you need, will be added unto you. Stand pat on your decision to trust me and my word, for as you trust me, I will strengthen your faith and my word will give you hope, peace, faith, joy, and love. All the fruits of the Spirit will grow in your life as you put your trust in me and place me at the center of your life. Trust in my love, for you know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and goodness, thoughts of love and of favor. Have faith that I do all things well. Even your faith is a work of my grace, a gift which I paid for and gave to you freely so you can share it with others. I will give you joy in your labors and relieve you from your worry and stress. I delight to give you these things as you delight yourself in me. standing on the rock. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I understand your struggles. I remember that you are just dust. Keep your eyes on me and don't look at the waves and the problems, because that's not what's important. If you keep your eyes on me, it will all turn out well in the end. It's because I love you that I'm trying to pull you up to a higher rock. Don't look at the size of the rock or the hardness or the roughness of it, but realize that it's a place of safety, refuge, growth, and beauty. It might look like it's hard to get on the rock, but it's not. I'm reaching out my hand now to pull you up. So put your hand in mine and let me help you climb up. Don't think that you're unworthy or that you can't make it, because you can. I will help you. I know that my spirit is tugging on your heart and calling you upward. I know that your prayer is to serve me and to do what I want you to do. If you'll listen and pay heed to the tug of the Spirit on your heart, you will find joy in the particular place of service I have for you at this time in your life. As you do so, if you give your life to me, I will make it count. Together we can make a difference as you light up your world with my love. Every harvester knows that his wheat is out there ripe and ready to harvest, and if he is faithful to bring in the harvest, he will receive the abundant blessings the harvest will bring. As you do your part to reach out with the good news, you will experience the joy of witnessing a person come to eternal salvation, the joy of seeing my light shine in the heart of others. Give your life to me and you'll find true satisfaction. You'll know what it's like to have a full heart, full of my love and transformed by my Spirit. Sharing in my compassion. Do you suffer with those who suffer and feel the agony of their hearts as I felt the agony of your heart? Trust that I will strengthen you as you reach out to those who are hurting. As you look to me, lean on me, and trust in me to work through you, your efforts will never be in vain. I know what it's like to feel at wit's end corner with these who seem indifferent. You wonder if there's any point in attempting to reach them when they don't seem open or willing to listen. But your job is to point them to the truth in love, to be my light in the world, whether people choose to come to the light and be transformed by it or not. When I hung on the cross between the two thieves, one scorned me and the other reached out to the light. I promised the man who sought the truth that he would be with me in paradise that same day. In spite of his faults and failures, my compassion did not fail him, for I saw that his heart was willing to receive the truth. As you do your part to reach those who seem to be indifferent or closed, you can learn to be compassionate with their weaknesses and human frailties. If I would reward anyone according to their sins and failures, who would be saved? As far as the east is from the west, so great is my love for you. And this is the love that I wish for you to share with the lost, so that they will be drawn to me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.